DJ Shaw, the head football coach over at Midview High School, as DJ now joins us at the table. So we keep busting up that party back there. Now, DJ, you got to be one of the younger guys back there at that party, right?
Yeah, I am. I'm the young guy. But good time with Coach Ward, Coach Griswold.
I mean, there's some football minds back there. What do you guys talk about? Yeah, are you drawing up plays with salt and pepper shakers and ketchup bottles?
We've done that. We've done that. But a lot of good times with those guys. You know, really all the coaches in our league and in Lorain County. It's a lot of fun. You know, our wives and Coach Griswold, Coach Ward, we got together and went out one night over winter. And it's nice being away, you know, with those guys away from football. We still talk a lot of football, but just, you know, talking about life, they're just great people.
Let's talk Midview football. Obviously a program that certainly has had a tremendous amount of success over the past 5-6 years. I don't even know. I mean, I'm a Midview guy. I know there's been a lot of great teams, but it has been sustained success. How do you keep that rolling? How do you keep that going?
Well, I mean, you just hope that, you know, your young guys are paying attention to the older guys when, you know, you are having a successful season. And, you know, a lot goes into a successful season. It's, you know, football is a year-round sport now. And, you know, there's a lot of things that go in with the work ethic, the weightlifting, the speed training. We're allowed to work with 7 guys at a time in the off season with a lot of throwing and working with our skill guys and our linemen. So you just hope that, you know, all that's going to kind of carry over. But, you know, the bottom line is it's high school football. You get a new group every year. Every class is a little bit different, and we tweak our schemes and kind of tweak what we do based on our strengths and weaknesses. And but you just hope that, you know they kind of carry the same mentality, which is, you know, at Midview we expect to work hard. And when we take the field on Friday nights, we expect to win.
Now, you did lose a lot of great players. I mean, they graduated, so they're off and doing their thing. But as you said, younger players now have to learn from the guys that they watched on the field and watched have success. So who now steps into those roles? Who are some critical players this year?
Yeah, I mean, this is a really new thing for us at Midview. You know, like you said, we've been very successful. We've had a lot of really good players, talented players. I'm not saying that we don't have that coming back, but just from an experience standpoint, we have zero starters returning on defense and only 2 on offense. So 2 starters all the way around. So we have a lot of new guys, a lot of guys that are going to have to catch up to that game speed on Friday nights, which is going to be a little bit different. So, you know, I really like our quarterback. He's a guy that was hurt last year. He got hurt in the first game. I think he played for us a little bit as a player last year. He's a 6'4 kid, got a really strong arm. He's looked really done a nice job. You know, then we got a couple new guys coming out this year. Marcus Parker, guys that, you know, up front on the defensive and offensive lines for us are going to help. You know, Zach Gill's a kid, you know, that played for us as a DB and receiver last year that will look for a big year. And then our 2 returning starters are Seth Sanders and Isaiah Johnson. So, you know, our skill positions are going to be our strengths because of the experience.
Boy, how does summer, just 7-on-7 practices and scrimmages, how does that change when you literally are looking for 20 new starters? Boy, how does that change?
Yeah, you hope to find some of that stuff out, obviously, before you get to camp in fall and 2-a-days. But, you know, you're looking for guys, and we start in the spring throwing the football around. We have open fields where actually Columbia High School comes over, and, you know, it's basically like an open gym on the football field. And, you know, our guys kind of know the plays from the year before and go out and call them themselves and, you know, run our offense and defense, and the seniors kind of run it. But you kind of find out a little bit about them then and, you know, some of the speed training and, you know, workouts that we're doing. But, you know, like you said, you don't really know a whole lot about the kids until the pads start popping.
Right.
And, you know, we found out a lot this week with a scrimmage against Elyria, and we got Buckeye this Saturday, and that'll be a great scrimmage for us. And, you know, we got a lot of work to do, and we're still figuring those things out.
Tom.
DJ, talk to me about where the offense is right now, and you've been blessed. You've had a great run of quarterbacks, and you talked a little bit about Gucci, and I talked with some other coaches about that second year of the quarterback that puts you so much further ahead in the offense. Do you scale it back a little bit and bring it where he can bring it to, or are you throwing a bunch of stuff at him and saying, listen, this is where we got to be, and we got to have you lead this for us? How do you approach that?
Yeah, I mean, we put a lot on our quarterbacks. There's a lot that they read. They have the ability to check a lot of plays at the line of scrimmage based on what they see. You know, the biggest thing with coaching quarterbacks, you know, their eyes better be in the same place that, you know, I tell them every single play, whether we're reading a defender, whether it's a, you know, 1-2-3 read with receivers. So I spent a lot of time, you know, with Andrew, watching film and just making sure that he understands that, you know, where I want his eyes on every single play. And with Andrew, it's really tough because, you know, he's really a junior. He lost his entire junior year to injury. And, you know, the game on Friday nights does move a lot faster than a JV and freshman. So, you know, we're going to kind of see where he's at. But so far, I like what I see, and he's working really hard. And it's not easy being a quarterback, you know, on any team. And I think he's taken to it really well.
You got Lorraine right out of the chute again, traditional playoff team, and then that grind of the SWC. So not to put words in your mouth, but I'm thinking you're going to find out about your kids pretty quick.
Yeah, we have a tough schedule. There's no doubt. You know, I think Lorraine's one of the premier programs in Lorraine County. Now, there's no doubt about that with what Coach McFarland's done there. You know, those kids, since he's arrived, has, you know, he's completely changed the mindset. Those kids expect to win on Fridays, and they expect to be in the playoffs every year. So that's a great test for our team early on. They're going to be a really good team this year and a tough test. And then, like you said, the SWC, there's nobody in our league that you can take for granted. There's nobody that you can take a week off. It's a grind every single week.
Coach, before we let you go, you know, I remember sitting here with you last year, and we talked about the fact that, you know, you had great playoff teams with unbelievable athletes, and there was a group of guys that said, we don't want to be the team to make a step back. I remember you saying that, and I'm not saying this will be a playoff team or whatever it may be, but I'm sure these guys have the same mentality, like, hey, we don't want to be the Midview team where all of a sudden we take a big slide backwards.
Yeah, and last year was a prime example of that. You know, you lose a quarterback like Dustin Crum, who's playing at Kent now, you know, and it was like there was no expectations. And we had a group of seniors last year that took that personally. And, you know, I think we had a group of about 25 seniors, which is a really, really good class for us. And, you know, they took it personally. And this year our senior class is a little bit less in numbers. But, you know, they got the same challenge because I don't think the expectations for, you know, Midview football are going to be very good. I know that we've had a really good program and a great successful run. But, you know, two starters coming back on both sides of the ball, and I think seven lettermen, we just don't have a lot coming back as far as experience. So, you know, we've talked about that a lot in the off season with them, and you know, but the challenge is on them, and the challenge is on our seniors to pull through, and you know, those guys have been around long enough through successful years to know what Midview football is all about.
There you go. All right, man. We'll let you go rejoin your table.
Okay.
Table 20. That's the party table.
thank you.
Thanks, DJ. Look forward to talking to you all
thanks,
year
DJ.
Long. DJ
Good
Shaw,
luck.
Head football coach over at Midview.